Hare Krishna. So today is the most auspicious day of Govardhan Puja, where the Lord lifted Govardhan Giri with his left hand little finger and he did many things by doing that. So we have this wonderful verse which describes how Lord lifted Giri Govardhan. Before getting into the verse, let's chant the invocation prayers together.
Nigamakalpatarorgalitam phalam sukamukhatamrita dravasamyutam pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bhuvibhavukah narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayam mudirayet nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatyuttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Readings from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 25, Verse 19.
Iti yuktvai kena hastena krutva govardhana chalam dhadhara lilaya vishnos chatrakam iva balakaha. Iti yuktvai kena hastena krutva govardhana chalam dadhara lilaya vishno tachatrakam iva balakah.
Iti utvai kena hastena krutva govardhana chalam dadhara lilaya vishnos chatrakam iva balakah. Iti utvai kena hastena krutva govardhana chalam dadhara lilaya vishnos chatrakam iva balakah. Iti utvai kena hastena krutva govardhana chalam dadhara lilaya vishnos chatrakam iva balakah.
Iti,
thus,
uktva,
having spoken,
ekena,
with one. Hastena, hand. Krutva, taking. Govardhana achalam, Govardhana hill. Dadhara, he held it. Lilaya, very easily. Vishnuhu, Lord Vishnu. Chatrakam, a mushroom. Iva, just as. Balakaha, a child. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace of Echana, Dr. Ram Swami Srila Prabhupada ki chai. Okay. Translation, please repeat. Having said this, Lord Krishna, who is Vishnu himself, picked up Govardhana Hill with one hand and held it aloft just as easily as a child holds up a mushroom. Purport. It is confirmed in the Harivamsa that Sri Krishna picked up the Govardhana mountain with his left hand. Sa dhritaha sangato meghair girih swayena panina. With left hand, he picked up that mountain which was touching the clouds. According to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura, when Lord Krishna was preparing to lift Govardhana Hill, a partial expansion of his Yogamaya potency named Samhariki temporarily removed all the rain from the sky, so that as he ran very swiftly from the porch of his house to the mountain, neither his turban nor other garments became wet. This translation and purport is by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Okay. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Gurun Sri Yuta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Devasya Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschaitya Deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vajalam Pangamungayati Kapatam Shigurum Gintarana Pramananda Madhum Sichetan Vishnam Mam Vishnaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhagavishim Te Jeptaga Swamini Tamini Namajara Kartai Kvarbhani Gora Dhamdha Nilantarni Kathanchana Smrite Yasmin Dushkaram Shukaram Bhavit Smrite Paritam Shant Sichetan Namamitam Hare Krishna. So in this wonderful verse, the Lord is lifting the Giri Govardhan. He has just lifted the hill, just like a child would just pick up mushroom and then lift it. So the Lord so easily lifted the Govardhan hill. So we'll just recollect the pastime for for some time, and then we'll go on with some learnings from the past time. So after giving the mercy to the wife of the brahmanas, then the Lord saw that his father and all the elderly gopas, they were preparing for some sacrifice, just as the brahmanas were doing previously. So even though the Lord is omniscient and he is all-knowing and he knows everything, but still, since he was playing the part of a child, so he went to his father and he very respectfully asked him that, "My dear father, what are you doing? Why there is so much preparation going on? And we are a Vaishya family. We are not supposed to keep secrets. So please, can you nicely explain to me so that I can understand whether this is some important ceremony or this is a tradition or it is some superstition? What is this? What's going on here? Can you please explain to me?" And then by the sweet words of Lord Krishna, captivated by the sweet words, then Nanda Maharaj started explaining to him that we are Vaishyas. We depend on the land, we depend on the cows. Our main occupation is agriculture. So for agriculture, rains are very important. And Indra, he is in charge of rains. So if we have to do our duty, we have to please Indra. This is very important for us. So we are preparing for the Indra Puja. So this is the whole preparation going on. So you kids, you also should learn this. Then Krishna said, "Oh, I see, very nice. But I don't think this is very good idea. This preparing this puja for Indra, according to me, is not very good. It's not very intelligent." Then Anumara said, "Oh, it's not intelligent? Why it is not intelligent?" Then Krishna started speaking atheistic philosophy. And Prabhupada in his lecture, he makes a joke. God is speaking that there is no God. He says that you don't have to worry about Indra. You have to simply do your job and do it nicely. You have to protect cows. You have to take care of your land. You have to simply do your work. And if you do that, Indra is bound to give rains. You don't have to go and please Indra. This is not said anywhere. You don't have to do all these things. All this puja, all these things is just a waste. It's a waste of time trying to please Indra. After all, who is Indra? He is bound by good activities. If you do your activity properly, how he can stop rains? He simply is duty bound to give rains. So instead of praying Indra and wasting your time, you should simply pray to the cows. Because cows are your wealth. And they are the tools for your occupation. They are the tools for doing your good work. And Govardhan is the one who is maintaining your cows, because he is giving nice grass, he is giving the shade for the cows. The cows are getting nourishment from Govardhan. So you should simply worship Govardhan. Call all the brahmanas, make all the arrangements and nicely worship Govardhan and the cows. This is the best thing. Don't get confused by this Indra business. Okay? And then Nanda Maharaj thought, "Oh, this boy, he is speaking such nice philosophy. So it's right. Why should we go and worship Indra? We should go and worship Govardhan." So then they all diverted the whole thing. Okay? And then they all prepared so many nice varieties of different things. Rice, dal, halwa, so many different varieties. And they all getting ready to worship Govardhan. In the meantime, one person is very, very angry. And who is that person? Indra. He is extremely angry. He is thinking that, look at this talkative cowherd boy. He does not even know what he is doing. This puja is supposed to come to me. Who am I? I am Indra, the king of demigods. I am the controller of rains. When I say rains pour, when I say rains stop, who is this little boy, blue color boy, playing with my authority? And these stupid Brajavasis, they think that this boy is very intelligent and they want to follow his instructions. I will show them who am I. I will teach them. They should not be proud. Indra is thinking that the Brajavasis are proud. So he is thinking, I will teach them. They should not be proud. They should be my devotees. I will teach them a good lesson. I will make them understand who am I. whom they are messing with. This blue color boy thinks whatever he can do, messing with me? No, not possible. I am the great Indra. I have the Samvartaka clouds in my command. I have just restrained them because I want to use them at the time of dissolution. Now the Vrajavasis will see who is more powerful. They will pay the price of messing with the great Indra. And then he sent the clouds. And the clouds started pouring rain. And the rain was coming like shafts of water, columns of water descending down at the time of dissolution. Each drop of rain was so sharp as a spear that it was piercing into the whole ground. And the whole ground was flooded. Nobody could make out where is the low area, where is the high area. And there was panic everywhere. There was so much panic, and the Vrajavasis are running from here to there. The cows are running from here to there. They are moving. Oh, oh, Krishna, Krishna, please save Krishna. Like this. And the Vrajavasis are running here and there. They don't know what to do. And finally they thought, oh, we should go to Krishna. Krishna is the one who can save us. We should simply go to him. And they went running to Krishna. And then they told Krishna, Krishna, see this. What has happened? There's so much of rain. Indra is angry. Please save us. And Krishna is thinking, oh, these are my people. This is my place. These are all my people. They're all under my protection. These are my cows. I have to immediately do something to save them. And Krishna started running from his house towards Govardhan. And when he reached Govardhan, he simply lifted Govardhan with his left hand and held it with a small finger. And then he told the Vrajavasis, if you think that you want to be safe, please come, occupy all the place. And Govardhan at the time was quite small. But when Krishna lifted Govardhan, he started expanding so much that all the Vrajavasis, all the cows, all the gopas, all the gopis, all the elderly ones, all the young ones, everybody got nicely accommodated under Giri Govardhan. And that made Indra very angry. Then he started pouring more and more. And Krishna was not bothered. He was simply holding his Govardhan. And everybody was under the Govardhan hill. And they were all having a nice big party. Outside the rain is pouring. And inside there is party going on. So it's more irritating to Indra. I want them to suffer. These people are having party. What is this? This is not fair. I want to pour more rain. I want to pour more rain. No, nothing. Very happy. And all the animals on Govardhan, they also not affected. Because they saw that when Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill, he lifted them above the level of the clouds. So all the animals on Govardhan, they simply moved to the top of Govardhan. So they went above the clouds. No rain. Finished. Very happy. So the animals are all on top. And the entire Vrajavasis and the cows are at the bottom. So nobody is affected by the rain. And Krishna also arranged in such a way that as soon as the rainwater touched the ground, immediately it will evaporate. Immediately it would evaporate. By Krishna's potency. So there was not even flooding of the Vrajabhumi. So when Indra saw this extraordinary display, this went on for 7 days. All of them having nice party. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is going on one side, and Indra is pouring dham, dhum, dham, dish, dham, dhum, dhum on the other side. But no problem. Simply people are singing, they are dancing, they are so happy. And Krishna is extremely happy. Because normally what happens is that Krishna is normally there with one person, or one set of people. Either he is with elderly gopis, or he is with his father and the elderly gopas, or he is with his friends, the young gopas, or he is with Radharani and company. So all these events are mutually exclusive. But during Govardhan Leela, all of them came together, and Krishna was able to be with all of them at the same time. So Krishna was extremely happy. He was having really a nice time. going on with everyone. One side he is seeing what Radharani is doing, one side his mother is feeding him butter, one side the gopas are singing. So many things are happening. A big festival under the mountain. Okay? And when Indra saw this extraordinary display, then Indra understood that I am messing around with a person who is my boss. So I should not be doing this. So then he became sober, he stopped the rains, then he came down, and then when the rain stopped, Krishna sent everybody out. He said, okay, now it's time, go back to your house. Now the show is over, finished, party is done, so please go back. So everybody went back very happily. Krishna put Govardhan down in the same place as it was. And then one day Krishna went back to survey what damage Indra has done for Govardhan by striking with his lightning, because it is Indra's job that he strikes the mountains with lightnings and then he flattens them. This is one of the job of Indra. It's one of his job description that he has to do this. Okay, so he was there. He wanted to go and see what damage is done for Govardhan. So when Krishna was inspecting Govardhan alone, that time Indra came with Surabhi cow, and then he offered very wonderful prayers of submission, and he begged for forgiveness. Then Surabhi cow also, she offered excellent prayers. She was telling this Indra, he was trying to kill all my descendant cows. Because when people become proud, they don't know what they are doing. And Indra wanted to kill cows because of his pride. And Surabhi pointed out to Indra that this is what you are trying to do. And then she told Krishna, but you protected all of them. Therefore, we don't know any Indra. You are our Indra. So we will accept you as Indra. Then there was some Abhishekam. Then he was given the name Govinda. So the whole pastime ended like this. So this is the whole pastime of Govardhan Leela. When Prabhupada describes this Leela in Krishna book, actually Prabhupada makes some very significant points on the essence of Govardhan Leela. So the first point which Prabhupada makes on Govardhan Leela is that why Krishna wanted to do this. So Prabhupada says that for two reasons Krishna wanted to have Govardhan Leela. Two main reasons. One main reason was that he was seeing that Indra was becoming very proud. So he wanted to destroy the pride of Indra. But the other reason is very important, that Prabhupada says that Krishna declared in Bhagavad Gita, this is from chapter 25, Krishna book, devastating rainfall in Vrindavana. Krishna has declared in Bhagavad Gita that the worshippers of demigod are not very intelligent. He also declared that one has to give up all kinds of worship and simply concentrate in Krishna consciousness. Krishna invoking the anger of Indra and later on chastising him is a clear indication to his devotee that who are engaged in Krishna consciousness have no need to worship any demigod. Even it is found that the demigod has become angry, Krishna gives his devotee all protection and they should completely depend on his mercy. There is a very, very important lesson of Govardhan Leela, that having taken up Krishna consciousness, we don't have to worship demigods. And one may say that it's all right, we don't worship demigods. We are not doing any Indra Puja, we are not doing any Ganesha Puja, we are not doing any Kali Puja. So what is so great in this? We are already following. But Maya is very tricky. Maya is very tricky. Maya knows how to corrupt us. So in ISKCON, nowadays, demigod worship is seen in two forms. Because when we say demigods worship, it is either out of some material advantage you want from the demigod, or out of fear that if I don't worship, if I don't do, then I will get something bad. I will get some bad reaction. This is the psychology behind demigod worship. This is explained by Krishna. In second chapter, Krishna has explained the whole thing. That this is the psychology behind demigod worship. So if we take this to our context, we see two things in today's ISKCON, which is exactly like this. One is astrology, the other one is Vastu. So Vastu is a demigod, okay? And he has his powers, is not wrong. And Vastu is a science. Same way, all the nine planets who are sitting in our astrological charts, they are all demigods. They have their powers. There is no doubt about it. Okay? And they can cause some problems also. There is also no doubt about that also. Okay? But here is Prabhupada, who is clearly saying, and if we mess around with Vastu, or if we mess around with the planets, we are supposed to get some reactions. That is also clear. Okay? But what Prabhupada is saying here, it's very, very important, that those who are engaged in Krishna consciousness have no need to worship any demigod. Even if it is found that the demigod has become angry. It's a very significant statement. It's very, very significant statement. What we have to do? Krishna gives his devotees all protection. And they should completely depend on his mercy. Completely depend on his mercy. Not depend on Krishna's mercy, at the same time depend on Vastu's mercy. Doesn't work like that. Not depend on Krishna's mercy, at the same time depend on Jupiter, Mars, Mercury's mercy. Doesn't work like that. Rahu's mercy, Kedu's mercy. Doesn't work like that. It's not required. I'm not saying that there will be no problem. Of course, when the Vrajavasis stopped the worship of Indra, there was serious problem. Indra did not keep quiet. It was serious problem. There was problem to their very life. There was problem to their property. There was problem to their occupation. There was problem to their very existence. But they simply depended on Krishna. They did not consult the next astrologer and then try to correct it. Nor did they say that the Vastu of Vrajabhumi is not okay, so we should call a Vastu consultant and then build something. Break this here and build it here. No. They simply depended on Krishna. And Krishna did protect them. And Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, clearly says that this is what we are supposed to do. Normally, the statement which is made is that by pleasing Krishna, all the demigods are pleased. So we don't have to worry. Now Prabhupada is making a revolutionary statement. Because Bhagavatam is meant to create revolution. Tatva visargo janataga viplava. Viplava means revolution. On revolution in what? Aga. Aga means sinful mentality. It is Bhagavatam is meant to create revolution in the sinful mentality of the population. This is the purpose of Bhagavatam. And the greatest revolutionary of modern times is our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada. And he makes this revolutionary statement. He is not saying here that by pleasing Krishna, all the demigods are pleased. He is saying here, even if it is found that the demigod has become angry, then also we should depend on Krishna. Krishna will take care of the demigod. Whether it is Indra or Vastu or Rahu or Kedu or Mercury or Jupiter, whoever is sitting in whichever place in our chart, we don't have to worry about it. We are supposed to simply do one thing, which is chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then the second thing, practice four regulative principles. And then the third thing, help our spiritual master in Srila Prabhupada's mission. And do it perfectly and strictly. Simply by doing this, I am not guaranteeing that we will not have any problem. We may have all the problems in the world. There is no one devotee in Bhagavatam or in our own experience that who did not have problems. Let's take Prabhupada himself. It's not that Prabhupada did not have problems. When Prabhupada was trying to sell Back to God at magazine in the roads of Delhi, he fainted. And he was lying in the middle of the road with nobody to attend to him. This is Prabhupada. So we should not imagine that we will not have problems. But we should be 100% sure that despite all the problems, we will simply depend on Krishna. This is what is the lesson from Govardhan Puja. There is a lot of attraction. Oh, one consultant comes and then he tells you that your bathroom is in the wrong place, just put it where the living room should be, your living room is in the wrong place, just put it where kitchen should be, and your kitchen is in the wrong place, just put it in the neighboring house. Then everything will be all right. Okay? Then another consultant comes and then says, whatever the previous consultant told you is wrong. Come on, give me a break. We are not supposed to do all these things. We are simply supposed to chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And at the first sign of trouble, we are not supposed to run with our birth chart and show it to astrologer. And then the astrologer will tell you, go here, go there, do this, do that, and then run behind all that. No. We are not supposed to do all these things. We are simply supposed to chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Brahma says, Tattenu kampam shushamikshamano bhunjana yevatma kritam vipakam kritva vapubhir nidadhan namaste jiveta yo sabukti padadaya bhakt. Which means that a person who clearly understands that whatever trouble comes to me is simply Krishna's mercy. And why it is Krishna's mercy? Because I am such a rascal that I am supposed to get 10 times, 15 times, 100 times the reaction which I am actually suffering. But Krishna has made it so little, so light that I am able to go through this. That is Krishna's mercy. And then with heart, words and body, hrid, vak, vapu, every again and again pays obeisance to Krishna, saying that, oh Krishna, I am such a rascal, I have done so bad things that I deserve these things. But still you are so merciful that you are not even giving me what I deserve, you are giving me such a light reaction. So please excuse me, please excuse me. When he does that, then Brahmaji says that that person, he becomes the rightful owner of Krishna's mercy. Dayabhak. He says that Krishna's mercy becomes his birthright. So this is our path. This is what Govardhan Puja is teaching us. This is what the whole Govardhan Lila is meant to put in our mind. That we should not depend on anything external for our Krishna consciousness. We should simply depend on Krishna and chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The difference between a non-devotee and a devotee is simply this, that a devotee is able to see everything as Krishna's mercy. A non-devotee is able to see everything as a problem. That's it. There's no difference. It's very clear in Srimad Bhagavatam. From the beginning, Bhagavatam puts this in our mind again, again and again. It's hammered into our mind that this is what is a devotee, this is what is a devotee, this is what is a devotee. When Parikshit Maharaj was cursed by Sringi, Parikshit Maharaj was not upset. He was happy. He said, this is Krishna's mercy. Krishna knows that I will never leave my Kshatriya job and retire and listen to Srimad Bhagavatam. Now he is forcing me to do that. I am going to let everything go, sit in the bank of Ganges, and I am going to simply listen to Srimad Bhagavatam. And I will make my life successful. He did not go and consult his next astrologer. He did not make vastu adjustments in his palace. He simply took shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's it and no more. And comes Vritrasura, a great king, Chitraketu, who was ruling the whole world. Then he becomes the king of Gandharvas. And then Parvati curses him, you will become a Rakshasa. And what Vritrasura said? He told, please don't worry. He said, don't get upset that you have cursed me. He said, don't get upset that you have cursed me. This is all Krishna's leela. And it's all good for me. Then Parvati was confused. Did he curse me or did I curse him? Normally when somebody gets cursed, he comes and falls at the feet. And then he says, please forgive. Please tell me how I will get rid of this curse. This person comes and tells that don't worry. And he is telling me don't worry. He is supposed to worry, man. He got cursed. Okay? And then Sukadeva, Parishit is confused. He's completely confused. What kind of man he is? Where did he come from? Then he asks his spiritual master, Muktanam api siddhanam vasudeva parayanaha sudurlabha prashantatma kotiswapi mahamune. Who is he? Who is this person? So refined, so dependent on Krishna, that whatever happens to him, Indra goes, he makes a weapon just to kill him. He comes back with a weapon, fights with him, and Vritrasura, he smashes Indra and Indra drops that weapon. Now Vritrasura can finish off Indra. Instead, he is telling Indra, don't worry, pick up the weapon, come and kill me. And Indra is confused. I am supposed to fight with him because he is my enemy. And this fellow, he is acting like my spiritual master. He is telling me what to do. Then Indra started appreciating him. And this is when Sukadeva Goswami asked this question, that what is this person? How he is completely dependent on Krishna? So this is what we are supposed to understand. This is what we are supposed to do. When there is trouble, we are supposed to see Krishna's mercy. That Krishna has given an opportunity by which we can simply depend on Krishna. Very simple. This is what makes us a devotee. This is what makes us a pure devotee. If we don't do that, if we take external means, if we take shelter of demigods in the name of Vastu, in the name of astrology, go and take shelter of demigods, our sinful mentality can never be removed. We are going to see in few days, Parikshit, Sukadeva Goswami will make a bold statement. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayanaha agam dunvanti kasneya niharam iha bhaskaraha. There's a whole discussion going on in 6th canto. That what is the perfect atonement? What is the perfect atonement? Now there's a big discussion going on. You should do this, you should do that, you should do dana, you should do tapa, you should do austerity. All this discussion. Okay? And Parikshit Maharaj will keep on rejecting this. No, this is not correct, this is not correct. And finally Sukadeva Goswami will give him the conclusion. That one person who is a pure devotee of Vasudeva, Vasudeva Parayanaha, Kechit Kevalaya Bhaktya, a person who is completely and exclusively dependent on Krishna, Vasudeva Parayanaha, Agam Dunvanti Karshneya, completely the sins are washed out. Agam Dunvanti Karshneya, Niharam Iha Bhashparaha. Just like the fog disappears when the sun rises. This is the lesson from Govardhan Leela. Of course, the leela is very sweet. Very, very sweet. And to hear that leela is extremely sweet also. But then we should go back with a package that will help us to understand the leela better. And here is our founder Acharya unpacking that for us. He is telling us that simply depend on Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So today is a wonderful opportunity. We have Krishna, the Giridhari, standing in the altar. So we can go in front of Krishna and we can nicely pray to him. My dear Lord, please do whatever it takes to smash my false ego. Whatever it takes to smash my false ego. As you kindly did for Indra. If it takes a public humiliation, let it be. If it takes an internet scandal, let it be. But please do it. So that I will be free. At least in Govardhan Puja time, Govardhan Leela time, there was no internet. So Indra escaped. Anyway, the point is that whatever it takes. Please do it. Unless we go and actively ask Krishna, he is going to take time to do it. Only difference is this only. If we go and actively ask him, he will immediately do it. If we don't ask him, he will take time to do it. Ultimately, he will do it. Because we are chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So he has already decided that he has to take us all back home, back to Godhead. How quickly we will go simply depends on our own intention to go and submit ourselves to Krishna. So today is a nice opportunity. So there is Krishna, Giridhari, who kindly shattered the false ego of Indra. So we all know this Leela. We have heard this many, many times. So today let us utilize this opportunity. Go and stand in front of that Giridhari and request him, please kindly do whatever it takes to smash my false ego. Not that kindly do whatever it takes to smash the other person's false ego. Don't volunteer for others. Do it for yourself. Okay? Normally we do like that. No? The moment we hear this kind of thing, then we start thinking, oh, that devotee, he has his false ego needs to be smashed. So let me go and pray to Krishna that please smash his false ego. No, please smash my false ego. Okay? And then there is Anukut, there is Govardhan, the Giridhari, the Govardhan himself. So we have a nice prayer to pray to him also. That we can go and pray to Govardhan, please give me that strength which you had through your connection with the little finger of Krishna. That you are able to withstand the onslaught of troubles which Indra caused for you. And you took all of them like flower garlands. Please give me that strength. You have experienced it. You know it. It's a very nice song which Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung. Krishna se tumar, Krishna dite par, tumara shakti ache. Ami to kangal, Krishna Krishna boli, dahi tava pache pache. So we are all kangal. We don't have Krishna. But Giri Govardhan has Krishna. So we can go and beg to him that please give me that resolve that I will always remain steadfast in my service to Krishna. You have done that. You know how it is. You know what it takes. So please give me that. Please share that secret with me. By this prayer, our Govardhan Puja will be successful. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Suresh Prabhu has some comments.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So somehow or other, I've arrived back in Mayapur with a flu, and from hearing your class, maybe I should just chant Hare Krishna, and I certainly will, but maybe I should not seek any medical advice because I should just chant Hare Krishna. So what do you think?
Hare Krishna. Let me answer the question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. As you told about, we should not follow the astrology.
No, let me answer that question because he made a comment, so I just wanted to address that comment. As far as this body is concerned, this body has to be maintained for the purpose of devotional service. So whatever it takes to maintain the body, which is not contradictory to the principles of pure devotional service, can be followed. Okay. When we have typhoid, what happens is that, or when we have a flu, what happens is that we take a medicine for curing that flu. Okay. But that the medicine doesn't become our addiction. We don't keep on eating flu medicine for the rest of our life. We eat that flu medicine for some time, and then we throw it. After the flu is over, if someone offers that medicine, flu medicine, that till yesterday you were eating it, why don't you eat it today also? We will not eat it. We will say that the prescription is over. But Vastu and astrology is not like that. For many people, it becomes an addiction. Then the dependence on Vastu consciousness or astrology consciousness exceeds one's dependence on Krishna consciousness. We think that instead of using them as tools in Krishna consciousness, we think that they are the deciding factors of our Krishna consciousness. Because Vastu is not there, I am not able to chant Hare Krishna. Or the other side is that if Vastu is there, I will be able to chant Hare Krishna better. But that is not the case with the flu. Whether flu is there, whether flu is not there, whether medicine is there, whether medicine is not there, we will simply chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And when we see that the medicine is not working, and Krishna has kindly given us the opportunity to leave this body, we will no longer bother about the medicine. We will simply start bothering about surrounding ourselves and then with devotees and then making all of them chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that makes a difference.
Okay. Prabhupada himself gives the example of medicine in the seventh canto. When you take medicine, you know that it's really Krishna's the active ingredient in the medicine.
Active principle of the medicine.
So to pursue the line of question though, what I'm picking up from that answer is a little, sounds like if the motive is to engage these angas of Vedic culture in Krishna's service, there may be some utility, whether it's Jyotish, or Ayurveda, or Vastu. Is there any scope for that? If the motive is pure devotional service.
Yeah, but the only thing which I wanted to clarify today very clearly and perfectly is that our founder Acharya did not propagate this when he propagated Krishna consciousness. We have to be careful about that because he knew how Kali Yuga brain works. So he taught us something which is very, very clear. That simply chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And it's very, very clear in this statement in Krishna book. I mean, in this whole chapter, there are many sections which are very important. And all the sections give the same message that simply depend on Krishna. Despite all the problems.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Okay.
My question is that Sanatana Goswami, you are also asking last question by going to visit Yukeshwar Mahadev, Nageshwar Mahadev. So, how we can understand
this? See, we have to simply understand the way Krishna consciousness was provided to us by our founder Acharya. Okay. For example, in the beginning of Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami says that we have to worship Lord Ganesha. Okay. But our founder Acharya did not give us that. So we simply stick to our founder Acharya. This is the principle. You understand? That our founder Acharya, he made a system for us. And that system is approved by Krishna, is there in Bhagavatam. That great Acharyas come, they show us how to cross the ocean of material existence and they kindly leave that boat behind. And whoever uses that boat will simply cross over the ocean of material existence. So if we want to use the boat of ISKCON, we should stick to how our founder Acharya crafted that boat. Otherwise, it is not the boat of ISKCON. It is some other boat. Whether that boat will work or not work, it is up to the person who wants to take that boat and take that risk. Our founder Acharya had a specific mood, he had a specific mission. And when we follow him, we simply stick to that mood, we simply stick to that mission. We don't get deviated. This is how we do our Krishna consciousness. This is called chastity. In Bhagavatam, two devotees are called as sati. Two devotees are called as sati. One is Maharani Kunti, the other is Parikshit Maharaj himself. Because they never deviated from devotional service to Krishna and the instruction of the spiritual master. Sukadeva Goswami is heavy. He is single pointed. He says Krishna consciousness, nothing more, nothing less. And Parikshit Maharaj just stuck to him. Okay? Same way Kunti Maharani is simply stuck to Krishna. She stuck to Krishna so much that she said, you can give me more troubles. This is better for me. Normally we go to God to get rid of troubles. She goes to God to get more troubles. Okay? She has a completely different mood. And Krishna appreciates that. Same way, our founder Acharya has a mood. He has a mission. And we are his foot soldiers. He is our commander. And he is telling us, move this way. And we simply move this way. If you want to move this way, it's a separate army. So you have to decide whether you want to march on with Prabhupada or whether you want to go and join some other army. It's clear?
But one comment is there. Prabhupada also during the establishment of temples, during different temples, he was worshipping the Vastu ground worshipping ceremony. He was performing that. So how can I understand?
Yeah.
He was also following, and one Prabhupada, spiritual master, Sri Bhakti Sanswari Thakur, he was a great astrologer.
Yeah, Prabhupada's spiritual master was a great astrologer, and his conclusion of studying astrology was that it should be given up. Okay? That is his conclusion of studying astrology. And Prabhupada did Bhumi Puja. When Prabhupada did Bhumi Puja, he generally did Bhumi Puja with Shankarshana, Baladev. Okay? You should not confuse doing samskaras with worshipping demigods. Gopala Bhatta Goswami has given a full book, Satkriya Saradipika, how you can do the different samskaras without deviating from pure devotional service. That is what we are supposed to follow if you want to do samskaras. Okay? So these are two different things. You should not confuse between them. Samskaras have to be done. If you are doing certain things, samskaras have to be done. But they have to be done in a manner it does not deviate from pure devotional service. So the whole reading is wrong that Prabhupada did Vastu Puja. Prabhupada did Bhumi Puja. But he did Bhumi Puja in a way that is not deviant from pure devotional service. He installed Lord Shankarshana. It's okay? Okay? Some Vaishnavis? One question? Okay. It's already time for the darshan. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki.